Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. Very glad to have you here. To catch up on 26 Habits, it's 26 Habits number 8. And that habit, my friends, has been the ketogenic diet. Now, if you aren't familiar with what the ketogenic diet is, then it's, broadly speaking, this is not the specific, broadly speaking, it is low carbohydrate, moderate protein, high fat, with the intention of putting your body into a state called ketosis, which, for a crude analogy, is like shifting your body from being a diesel-run car into being an electricity-run car. Because instead of, when you're in ketosis, instead of using sugar, glucose, and quick fuel, think paper on a fire, for energy, your body uses your fat stores. So that's like using a big log on the fire rather than just burning a bit of kindling. There you go, a couple of analogies for you, hybrid cars and open fires. What can I tell you? I try to simplify. So I'm rambling because I have committed right from the very off with 26 Habits that I will always, always be honest. And dear listeners, I can't lie to you. I have failed, and I failed really quickly. I failed within 12 hours of starting this challenge, and I am disappointed in myself, and I know that I've let you down, so I apologize. But we are always supposed to learn something from these 26 habits. What is the point of doing them if we don't learn? Now, there are two reasons why I failed, and the first one is because I didn't prepare. I was busy and I thought, okay, I'm doing ketogenic diet for the next 2 weeks. Yep. Okay, salads, salmon fillets. Yep. Don't eat potatoes. Great. Got it. Excellent. Good. I got my pee strips that I had to, you know, every morning pee on them to see what kind of state of ketosis I was in. Was it mild? Was it moderate? Was it weak? Was it strong? Who knew? And that wasn't enough. And that is the whole point of 26 Habits. This is the whole point of giving these two-week runs at things. It's to see how practical they really are, because I have, over the years, as I'm sure many of you have, seen the cover of a magazine or a clickbait link on social media that has promised, do this for a certain amount of time and you'll lose 10 kilograms of body fat or any of that kind of stuff. And then I think, yeah, I'll do that. I do an online shop or go to the supermarket, load myself up with all sorts of nuts and, I don't know, basically wood shavings in some cases, and fail really quickly because it's unsustainable. And so 26 Habits was about, okay, if we're going to take a run at these things, how do we do them? How do we do them well? How do we get past that first hurdle? And is it really worth doing if it's not sustainable for 2 weeks? Now, before I carry on, there'll be people listening going, but hang on, Emma, ketogenic is sustainable for 2 weeks. You just messed up. And that's exactly right. And that's the lesson I learned from this. I should have prepared. Not only should I have eased my way into 26 Habits and been in ketosis by the Monday, I should also, in looking at why it went wrong, I should have made meal plans and I should have been the boss of the food that I was going to consume over these 2 weeks. Now, it could have been a meal plan for 3 days, it could have been a meal plan for a week, it could have been a meal plan for the whole fortnight. But what it needed was really sitting down and thinking about what a good breakfast, lunch, or dinner would look like. And regular listeners will know that I am doing intermittent fasting, so I'm only eating between the hours of 12 and 8. So at the moment, I do tend to have kind of a brunch-like meal at around 12 and then a dinner-y situation before 8 o'clock. So that was really it, is that you can't, it's that age-old saying, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. And that's what happened with the ketogenic diet. Now, it wouldn't have happened with something like intermittent fasting, because that's really simple. There's very little preparation you have to put into not putting your hand to your mouth with food in it between the hours of 8 p.m. and 12 p.m. Exactly, 12 p.m. So it just goes to show that ketogenic diet isn't something that you can just try on a whim. So I am hoping to take a really good run at this later on in 26 Habits, but not before I have spoken to a nutritionist, not before I've really got my A game together on this one. The idea is I'm just a normal girl who's trying out these things. And if I fail, quickly and easily, it could be because they're quite challenging. But what I do want to bring to these habits is expertise. And so before I have a go at ketogenic diet again, I will be speaking to the people who can really make sure that when I do it, not only do I do it well, but I do it in a way that I can then share with you that is sustainable. There's no point me doing these things if it's massively expensive or it's massively unachievable. It has to be something that is something that you can do beyond the two weeks, exactly like intermittent fasting. I've now been doing that for nearly 6 weeks and it's just been so, so easy and so, so simple. And I feel better for it. And honestly, the sleep thing is monumental. I have been sleeping so well. And in fact, I did an Instagram post. My social handle is Emma Guns, if you want to go and find it, where I talked about the different things that I've done for sleep. And intermittent fasting has been one of the best by.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A country mile, I tell you. So that's the first reason why the ketogenic diet for 26 habits is not something that I was able to sustain. It's because it's user error. ID10T, if you're in the tech world, I was just a bit of an idiot about it. I didn't prepare. I should have. I knew my stuff, but I hadn't thought about how to put it into practice. My bad. We will come back to this. Trust and believe. The second reason I didn't succeed is because, as I've said previously, I'm just a woman, a regular woman who's got work to do, jobs to be at, etc., etc. But I was also grumpy and hormonal, and I gave in to the craving for a bowl of crunchy nut cornflakes. And that's really what it came down to. Other than not preparing, I also just came home and needed a fix. I was having a very challenging week at work. I don't really like to give myself a fix with alcohol or food, but on that particular afternoon, it was a crunchy nut cornflakes kind of a day, and I went with it. And I knew I was going to take myself fully out of any kind of ketosis I may have got myself into. But there we go. So it's harder than it looks, it's harder than it sounds. So when we do revisit this, I will be doing meal plans, I will be getting expert advice, I will be looking at any supplements that one may want to take. The fact is, women do sometimes, not every woman obviously, but there are cravings and there are times of the month when you feel as though you need a certain type of food that maybe wouldn't be approved on the ketogenic diet. So I'm going to try and look at all of the things that might come up that could derail you and how we can get over those bumps without succumbing. So again, I apologize for not succeeding on this one. But as I've said before, I don't see failure as a dirty word. I actually see failure as stepping stones to success. So what have we learned from this? And I have definitely learned that you have to prepare. You can't just take on something like this without, just because the principles seem quite easy. Yeah, you know, high fat, moderate protein, low carbohydrate. That seems like a really easy thing to do. I put carbohydrate, protein and fat on every single one of my plates when I make a meal. But actually, this needs a little bit more consideration. So I will definitely be doing that later on in 2018 when I take a much more considered run at this, because it is something that needs a much more considered run. You can't just do it on the hoof. So there we are. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. There is another brilliant 26 Habits coming next week. Very timely, very, very current, very topical. And again, I'm hoping to bring you some excellent insight on that one. I know a lot of you have been doing ketogenic diet. The Facebook group has been busy with people who have done much better than I have. So a round of applause to all of you. Thank you to everybody who's posted and shared what they've been eating and how they've been getting on. And I know many of you have been doing the ketogenic diet with intermittent fasting and have been actually saying that it's really ramped up those positive effects from intermittent fasting, like the better sleep, like the not getting those energy dips in the afternoon. So that's all really fascinating stuff to hear. If you are interested in reading some of those testimonials, just go over to the Facebook group. I will put the link in the show notes on iTunes, Acast and emmaguns.com. And obviously they'll be at the pool. And you can find very simply that group. It's a closed group. I approve all of the members and I try to get around to doing that at least once a day. So you shouldn't have to wait too long to be approved. But we are having some really good conversations about 26 habits over there. So thank you. And also thank you to everybody who's DM'd with words of encouragement or words of advice. I shall be using them when I have a crack at a ketogenic diet later on in the year. Trust and believe, it has. Your insights have been really interesting and incredibly valuable. And I really do appreciate every single person who gets in touch, especially as this week the podcast celebrated, or last week, I should say, the podcast celebrated its second birthday. So thank you also to everybody who sent in birthday wishes, encouragement, and also their request for dream guests. Trust me, I am on all of them. The requests are in, and keep looking at the iTunes feed, the Acast feed, keep looking, because these guests, they are a coming, trust me. Thank you ever so much for listening. I hope to see you back here for 26 habit number 9 next week. And also don't forget to tune into the main show. I'll see you on the next one.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.